Are you watching, my dear? Said Trine into her comlink. She was propped up in bed on nearly a dozen perfectly fluffed pillows. The heavy draping of the bed's canopy was parted on the end to reveal a large vid screen displaying Luke Skywalker's lined yet still somehow boyish face, several times larger than life. On the bed beside her was a tray of small, delicate pastries and a cup of hot cocoa.
Indeed I am,
came Cameron Suldar's pleasant voice.
I usually don't like the Perinidmo news hour. Staring at a Chevin is not my idea of a pleasant way to get information.
Nor mine. But Master Skywalker's news is nothing but good for all of us. The boy is sometimes wretchedly naive.
You're sure he doesn't suspect?
Trine took another sip of cocoa.
Suspect what? Dorvan would have loved it if I had relieved him of his burden, but that wasn't what we wanted. I was quite serious when I said being chief of state was too complicated. And I have far grander ambitions.
Let us hope Moff Lesserson can deliver as promised.
My dear boy, don't you worry about Drickle Lesserson. I know how to handle my ride to power. Do you know how to handle yours?
Indeed I do, Senator. Indeed I do.